All right, so today we're doing a deep dive into just one single verse, Quran 13.17, and we're using it to tackle this, well, this really universal question.
You could call it the law of ontological survival.
Exactly. Why do the loud, you know, the flashy things so often just vanish, while the quiet, useful things seem to last forever?
And that's the core thesis of the verse, isn't it? That permanence isn't about hype. It's a divine verdict based on, well, on utility.
So it's not what we think is important, but what provides actual lasting benefit to people.
Precisely. And the setting for this is just perfect. The surah is named Arad, the thunder.
Thunder. It's loud, impossible to ignore, but it's over in a second.
Right. But it's the signal for the rain, which is quiet, and actually penetrates the earth and gives life. That's the whole duality right there.
Okay, so how does the verse unpack this?
It lays it all out with two really powerful parables.
Right.
The first one is about a flood. But it's a flood of knowledge, of divine revelation. Think of it like pure water coming down from the sky.
And it flows into valleys. So the valleys are like, what, human hearts? Intellects?
Exactly that. But here's the key part. When that pure water rushes in, it churns up all the dirt and debris in the valley.
And that creates foam.
It creates foam, which the verse calls zebad. And it gives this foam a very specific quality, Rabian.
Rabian. What does that mean exactly?
It means swelling, inflation. Yeah. It's all volume, you know, but no actual mass, no substance.
That sounds a lot like a speculative bubble.
Yeah.
I remember some sources linking Rabian to the economic concept of riba or usury.
It's the same root. And that connection is absolutely crucial. This foam, the Zabad Rabian, is hype. It's vanity. It looks big and impressive.
But it's just air. And it's hiding the real value, the water which is underneath.
That's it.
Okay, so that's the first parable from nature. What's the second?
The second one moves from the natural world to human industry. It's a furnace.
A furnace of trial.
Right. The idea is that truth isn't just something you receive. It has to be forged. Civilization itself is this furnace where societies are tested by crises, by heat and pressure.
To separate the good stuff from the junk.
The pure metal from the slag. And what's interesting is what that purified metal is used for. Sometimes it's for ornaments or hulia, think culture, beauty, art.
And other times for tools, mata, technology, infrastructure, things with direct use.
But both have to be pure to last. Impure gold snaps. Yeah. Impure iron rusts. The slag, the corruption, the hype, it always rises to the top, but it's destined to be skimmed off.
The filter is absolute then, which brings us to the core question. What is the divine criterion for what gets to stay?
The verse is so explicit about this. What remains in the earth is ma yanfau al-nas.
What benefits people?
What genuinely benefits mankind. And the sources stress this isn't just, you know, a narrow religious benefit. It's everything from agriculture and justice to science and art. If it helps humanity flourish, it's heavy.
It's heavy, so it sinks into the soil and stays.
It stays.
In the foam. The noise and the hype.
The foam becomes jufan, jetsam. It's not a gentle fade out. It's violently discarded, actively rejected, and thrown away by the current of reality.
Wow. I mean, you can see this playing out everywhere in the modern world.
Oh, absolutely.
Think about financial markets, right? Speculative bubbles are pure Zabad Rabian. All this inflated value with no real utility underneath.
I think
always.
Fires pop, the fire of reality hits them.
Or social media. All the likes, the views.
Yeah.
That's foam. That's a volume metric, not a density metric.
And that kind of internet fame is often pure jufan. It gets swept aside by the next algorithm change because it lacked any real benefit beyond itself.
So it all really boils down to this. Permanence is a function of genuine utility. Truth is heavy. Falsehood is light.
That's the takeaway.
So for you listening, I think the final message here is, well, it's a powerful call to action. Don't exhaust your energy trying to be the loudest voice. Don't try to outshout the hype.
Just be the water.
Be the water. Focus on making sure your life, your work, your contribution, that it provides a real lasting benefit.
And we'll leave you with this provocative thought to carry with you. When the final history of humanity is written, all the chapters on viral trends, on the outrage of the week, on those speculative empires.
All that hype.
It's all going to be jetsam. It will be discarded. The only thing that will remain, the only story that will make it into that final account, is what actually served creation. As the verse concludes, the froth disappears, but what is of benefit to man stays behind.
And in the end, that's the only metric that really matters.